In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We're about to speak about the things that I'm going to mention, but I think it's important to get it out there, because there are people that sometimes listen to these recordings. This is a very important thing. The misfortune of monasteries nowadays is that people come here with weak wills. So said Archimandrite Seraphim, whom we're going to read about today, or talk about today, from Everyday Saints and Other Stories. This is true about not just monasteries. Monasticism is weak in our world today, but so is Christianity, because people have weak wills. When I read this, it reads like the gospel to me. It resonates. I think it should resonate with you too. The Lord came to help our will become strong. That is what the incarnation does for us. Of course, it doesn't just do it magically. It does it by us adding our labor to God's grace. Or perhaps I should say he adds his grace to our labor. Really work hard at having a strong will. I don't mean a strong will where you don't like what people tell you and you rebel against it. That kind of strong will needs to go away. But a strong will where you are able to force yourself to do things. That's why, by the way, we fast. Because we need to develop the will. That's really the primary reason why we fast. Because in a small thing, and fasting is a small thing, by the way, in a small thing, even if it's difficult for us, we can then do a bigger thing. So that's what fasting is for. We're about to enter upon a fasting season, so may God grant us to have strong will to keep the fast properly, and not only to fast from food, but of course to increase our prayer and to force ourselves to do good when we don't quite want to do it, to keep our mouth shut when we want to say something that we know we shouldn't say, to squelch a thought in us when we know that thought's not a good thought and we entertain it, to be mean-spirited to someone or judge someone or to be lazy. Those things are all results of weak will. We need a strong will. Father Seraphim was very right, of course, about monasticism. I mean, he's a recent father. In the last, I don't remember when he reposed, but probably in the 80s. And it's also true that we have weak wills in Orthodox Christianity, in the world in general. So work on your will. During this fast, struggle to have a stronger will. Of course, God helps you to do that. You can't do it just by trying hard. You have to beg God to help you. Here's another quote that really moved me. From the Mother of God, she said this. She said this to Father Gabriel, who had been working, and he fell down as if he was dead, and he probably was dead. And then he was revived, and during that time he had a vision. And the vision was of the Mother of God saying to him, "You're a monk. All that we wanted from you was just one thing, the main thing, repentance and prayer. Instead of that, you gave us this woodwork." Because he was an excellent woodworker. After that, he begged the abbot to make him a schema monk, a great schema monk. It was very irregular to do that, and the abbot wouldn't do it. But then, the next day, the abbot comes to his cell and says he would do it. There's all kinds of stories. We'll talk about those. I think they're true. I think the author is trying to sort of give us a little leeway to not believe, but I think they're true. And we must focus on one thing. We're terrible in the world. We focus on too many things. So I think that these two quotes kind of are can be put together. We must have a stronger will to do the one thing that's needful. Now, you might not have a strong will to do everything right. The Lord knows I don't. But you might be able to develop a stronger will to do a couple things. Right. Maybe you can say your morning prayers more regularly. Maybe you can fast more completely. Maybe you can hold your tongue when there's a particularly difficult person that you encounter every day. And then from that thing that you do, then another thing, and another thing, and another thing. There's only one thing that matters in life, and that is the one thing needful, right? Jesus Christ, to become like him. It's all that matters. God help us to have strong wills to do it. God bless you.